Hashem created a whole world with an unfathomable amount of varied and unique creations. There are myriads of living creatures, millions of insects, millions of plants. There are countless kinds of rocks, earth, sand, minerals, and all the other lifeless parts of the world. All these are in the world for the same purpose of reaching Shlemus, to achieve perfection. That was the purpose of creation, and everything was created to reach that goal. But how does a rock achieve perfection? What does an insect do to become close to Hashem? There's only one creation in the world which contains within it the natural ability to either become close to Hashem or to distance itself from Hashem. And that creation is the human being. Every person was created with intellect and a soul, a neshama, and the ability to recognize and appreciate Hashem and become close to Him. Every person also contains a multitude of character traits which drag them down. And every person is clothed with a physical form which pulls them away from spirituality and perfection and distances them from Hashem. The challenge we all face as people is to find our way between these two aspects of ourself and connect to Hashem. All other creations in the world are here to become part of that struggle. Either they play a role in bringing us closer to Hashem, or they play a role in distancing us from Hashem. If we as humans utilize the world for the purpose of finding Hashem within it and connecting to Hashem, then that part of the world has realized its perfection and has achieved a connection with Hashem through us. And that was the purpose why it was created. If a person makes use of the different parts of this world for self-gratification and distances themselves from Hashem, they are also distancing that part of the world from Hashem and condemning it to chisaron, to darkness, and to imperfection. The prime purpose of the world is mankind. Everything else, whether they are greater creations than man or lesser creations than man, are only there for his benefit, to assist in his battle towards perfection. They're all secondary to mankind. This is the end of the second chapter of Derech Hashem. This concept, which he's been developing in this chapter, is developed also, very famously, in the first perek of Mesilas Yesharim as well. And there, he quotes a source from Chazal, the very famous Rashi, that says that when Yaakov Avinu wanted to rest his head on the rocks he had assembled, each one was arguing, Allah yaniach hatzadik es roshei, the tzadik should rest his head on me. Why were they fighting? Why did they care? So that demonstrates how every piece of the Bria, even the inanimate parts of the Bria, the parts that aren't alive, the rocks, need a human, a tzaddik, to be ma'ala them, to elevate them, and to bring them to their goal, to their purpose. He also quotes a medrash in Keheles that says that when Hashem created the world and he created Adam Arishan, he took Adam Arishan and he gave him a tour of all the beautiful trees in Gan Eden, and he said, do you see my creations? How beautiful and praiseworthy they are? See to it that you don't ruin and destroy my world. And what that means is, in a spiritual sense, destroying the world would be utilizing for the wrong purpose, through the world, distancing oneself from Hashem. To quote the language of the Mesilas Yesharim, he says, "Ki im ha'adam nimshach acher ha'olam, if a person lets himself be drawn after the world, u'misrachek mi boirei, and he gets distant from his creator, hinei hu miskalkel, he gets ruined, u'mikalkel ha'olam imo, and he ruins the world with him. Ve'im hu shaylet ba'atzmei, but if he controls himself, v'nidbak b'boirei, and he connects to Hashem, u'mishtamish min ha'olam, and he uses the world, or from the world, rak liyos le'lesiyo, only as something which can assist him, lavoides boiroi, to serve Hashem, his creator, who misala, he is elevated, v'ha'olam misala imoy, and the world is elevated with him."